I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
On the show today, it is U.S. Thanksgiving. Yes, we can smell the turkeys cooking from up here. It is Thanksgiving Day south of the border, and that means Parade Day. And the parade is in the morning. Actually, they're gathered in New York. They're set to go. It will kick in after 7:30, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. The key differences between Canada and America's Thanksgiving, other than the date, coming up on the show today. And how Canadians can take part in good TV. There's lots of good TV going on today, which is kind of nice. And if you're a football fan, you'll really like it. We've got some changes to Canada's alert system. They're going to color code it. In fact, they've done it already. This is super important information. We're going to mention it a couple of times on the show today because next time we have a blizzard or a tornado or we have a severe weather system come through our area, it's going to be color coded. I know there's some people that are not excited about a change. The change is always hard. The only thing that likes change is a baby's diaper. But I really like the fact that we are moving to a system of three colors. It's basic. The more basic you can make information, the faster it can be communicated. And just picture this. You know, there's storm clouds on the horizon and a big yellow dot appears in your social media feed. Doesn't matter where it is, TikTok or Instagram or Facebook or where, big yellow dot. You instantly know, this could be bad. This is kind of the middle of the road bad. We'll go over the colors. We'll grab some Crayolas. We'll give you the explanation, but it's important that you know, even if you're just stopping by to say hi and then taking off, the warning system for the weather has changed to a color-coded system. We introduced you to the first Little Caesars Pizza, who they didn't have any staff in the front of their business. You walk in, you get a pizza, you tap, it unlocks the locker, and you leave. I'm sure there was a few people that's in Illinois. It's coming to Canada. And it's coming from McDonald's. It's coming to Manitoba. Yeah, announced yesterday. In case you missed it, we've got it for you. Sunrise Credit Union wants to tell you about their incredible mortgage rate right now. Boy, if you are looking at refinancing, if you're looking at getting into your first home, please see our friends at Sunrise Credit Union. The Beat the Winter Chill Red Hot Mortgage at 3.89%. It's for a limited time at Sunrise Credit Union with 19 area locations and 35,000 members. They can't wait to see you. SunriseCU.mb.ca. Headley's Health Hut. Tomorrow is Customer Appreciation Day at Headley's Health Hut. And it's Black Friday. Holy cow. The moons have aligned. It is going to be mayhem at Customer Appreciation Day tomorrow at Headley's Health Hut. There is going to be some big time savings to be had tomorrow. You're going to want to check this out. Health First Network products, 20% off. All beauty, cosmetic items, essential oils, diffusers, 10% off. Regular price supplements are 10% off. All proteins and greens. The store will be full of action, lots of sales. There'll be gift baskets. They're putting together gift baskets for customers as we speak. It's always about the freebies. And they've got demos, which is, you know, samples. Everyone loves free samples. Celebrate Customer Appreciation Day, 1314 Richmond Avenue. And Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. The cold weather is here. Make sure your car is ready to rock and roll this winter with a quick visit to Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. Get an oil change. They're going to help out the community because they make a donation every time you do that. They make a donation to Samaritan House, to Helping Hands, and the Bear Clan every time you visit, okay? So do see our friends at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And again, I'll mention that, please put this on your calendar for a week tomorrow. The BRHC Foundation Pancake Breakfast is going to be at Murray's. The showroom is filled with tables and chefs from Crocus Plains. And it's a fundraiser, and it's like $12 for breakfast, and they do such a great job. 1 week from tomorrow in the showroom at Murray's at 1500 Richmond Avenue. Canada is introducing a new color-coded tiered weather warning system. Each alert is based on both the expected impact of the weather and the confidence in the forecast. Yellow alerts cover most hazardous weather events that may disrupt travel or affect health. Yellow means something is happening. Something bad is going to happen. There's a thunderstorm, but if it's yellow, it shouldn't be too bad. It should be okay. There may be some damage. It is a very common storm, but it's out of the ordinary. Yellow means something is happening. Orange is issued for storms likely to cause widespread or significant damage and may require protective action. So an orange storm, an orange event, orange weather means that they're not very common. You got to be, it's serious. Orange is the edge of seriousness. Take cover. Take cover. Could be some widespread damage. And the likeliness of it occurring, as you can see on that little chart there, can do the cross-reference, is pretty high. But we're all watching for red. How many red dots do you think we're going to see over the winter and in 2026? Will we be the land of red dots, orange dots, yellow dots?
Environment and Climate Change Canada is rolling out a brand new way to understand the risks of incoming
weather.
Here's
how the Weather Network
all
describes it.
Color-coded warnings.
It's 90 seconds.
Let's break down what this means for you.
90 seconds.
Weather alerts across Canada are getting a makeover using a simple yet effective system. Colors. Instead of just hearing about a severe thunderstorm watch or a winter storm warning, you'll now see alerts categorized by yellow, orange, and red. The colors represent the level of risk associated with the weather event. Yellow means be aware, conditions may be hazardous. Orange signals to be prepared, significant impacts are possible. And red? Red means take action, dangerous weather is imminent. Examples of what would be considered red-worthy include the 1998 ice storm in Ontario and Quebec, the atmospheric river in BC in 2021, or Snowmageddon in Newfoundland in 2020. So why change to something new at this point in time?
Well, we know that it's a system that works because it's worked really well in other countries like the UK, the France, in Switzerland, New Zealand, South Africa. And it's recommended by the World Meteorological Organization. So that's why we have taken the step to bring this system to Canadians so that Canadians can know better their risk from weather hazards.
So how will this change the alerts you see? Let's say there's a risk of a severe thunderstorm. In the old system, you'd get a standard warning. Now, if meteorologists assess a moderate impact with high confidence, you'll see a yellow warning, severe thunderstorm. The good news is you'll still get all the critical details about what the weather will bring. The new colors simply add an extra layer of information, helping you quickly gauge the severity of the situation. You'll see these colors on the Environment Canada website, as well as on all of our Weather Network platforms.
Because people are into information. The one thing that I like about social media is if you make a post and it's like 10,000 words long, I really appreciate the fact that people take the time to read every single word. They're not lazy at all. They take the time to read every single word in a post. Did you notice that that is a system out of the UK as well? Did you just So the Tyler Glenn Show in 2026 will start talking like this. Cheerio. Cheerio. We're quite upset at the Americans right now. So everything that is American, we no longer drink Coca-Cola. We can't. Our weather predicting can't even be anything similar. In fact, starting in 2026, Canadians will start driving on the other side of the road because we cannot be like the Americans. We refuse, which is kind of goofy. Anyway, that's my thoughts. But I think it's where it's going. Mark Carney loves Europe. He spends a lot of time in Europe. He wants to bring everything from Europe to Canada. I have nothing against Europe. I've never been. I probably will never go there. I have nothing in common with Europe, except my ancestors likely came from someplace in that area. I am in North America. America. North America. Anyway, we'll see if the BBC takes over the CBC. If BritBox is the only streaming service going to be made available to us going forward, who knows? Yesterday, we introduced you to a Little Caesar's Pizza in Illinois that basically is a room. And in that room is a locker of ovens. And what happens is you go in and you can order online, go in, tap your Interact card, and then the locker opens up. You get your pizza and your wings and you're gone. Obviously, if you ordered online, you're going to get a code. It's going to be sent to your phone. You'll have the code 4321. You go to your Little Caesars. There's the locker. It's got food in it. It's locked. It says, what's your code? 4321. Beep, 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 beep. There's your pizza and wings or twisty breads or whatever, and you're gone. But no, hey, how's it going, Tyler? Hey, because there's no one there. There's no staff at the Little Caesars. First one in North America. They just opened it last week in Illinois. And guess what? We have something similar coming to Manitoba, and it is big. It's causing a lot of waves. People are asking a lot of questions because in the era where we need jobs, this is huge news. Tell you who's doing it coming up. First, happy Thanksgiving to our friends at Skydancer Casino. Dustin, Lorna, the entire crew at Skydancer Casino. You guys have an awesome day. Enjoy your turkey. Enjoy your parade. Enjoy your football. And, of course, they've got all kinds of fun stuff happening at the Skydancer Casino, including a huge day on Saturday. 100,000 reasons. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more. 100,000 reasons just on Saturday to be in attendance down at Skydancer. So, again, they've got that beautiful water park they've built. They've got the trampoline park that they've built. Thank you for the love. They've got all kinds of family fun available for you and every member of your family 365 days of the year. Whether you're going for a day or the weekend, it's only 90 minutes south of Brandon. In Belcourt, North Dakota, Skydancer Casino, where the sky's the limit. Visit their website, skydancercasino.com. Black Friday tomorrow and Jacuzzi Hot Tubs of Manitoba wants to get you in a comfy, cozy Jacuzzi hot tub this winter. Wait a second. They do winter delivery? Of course they do. Yes. Save up to $8,500 on hot tubs. Ask about 0% financing. Look at all the jets. Imagine those jets pulsating that tough spot in your back, your lower back. Your shoulders, the bubbles, that glass of wine in your hand. Maybe you don't drink. Maybe it's a Dr. Pepper Zero. Maybe you're just sitting there relaxing, loving life. 2500 Park Avenue is the place you got to go. And you got to check these out. These are amazing. So much stress in the world. How do you get rid of it? You get a massage. If it's not the water massaging you, it's the chair that's going to massage you from your ankles to your calves to your glutes and everything in between. It does it all. It's like a massage pod. And the Black Friday sale continues on Jacuzzi massage chairs too. Check out their store. Creasy Hot Tub and Billiards. Jacuzzi Hot Tubs of Manitoba. 2500 Park Avenue. And jacuzzimanitoba.ca. And at Leon's, John posted a cryptic video yesterday. I'm not sure if you saw.
As we in Canada like to call it, Thursday. If you're waiting till Black Friday to come and do your shopping, I highly recommend coming in tomorrow. Here's a couple of reasons why.
Okay, so this was made yesterday. So this is, he's recommending you go in there today.
So I can't say too much, but.
Are you talking about the secret sale?
Shh. Anyway, if you don't like taxes, Thursday's a good day to come in.
Another thing about Thursday, if you're shopping for appliances, this is the day to do it.
Are you sure you're not talking about the secret sale?
So for the early bird shoppers in the crowd, we may have an extra little incentive for you. Be sure to get here early.
Are you sure you're not talking about the secret sale? You sure sound like...
John, come on! Looking forward to seeing you on Friday. Or Thursday, if it's better for you.
Aha! So go see John and the crew.
What's the difference
3635 Victoria Avenue.
This sounds like the setup for a joke.
Don't tell anybody. Fast food without employees. McDonald's is going to be the first in Canada to build a drive-through only site. It's a box where you pull up and get food. The store will go in the Superstore parking lot at the corner of Keniston Boulevard and Grant Avenue. To make it happen, McDonald's is looking for a zoning amendment to allow a drive-through restaurant in a busy parking lot. Current zoning restrictions providing some challenges for them to do that. And so that's how this came to pass is, but labor groups are sounding the alarm. Whoa, they're saying, hang on a second. Who's doing the work in here? You've got a restaurant that is just a drive-through?
A McDonald's executive told councillors at a city committee meeting this week it would be the first restaurant of its kind outside of the U.S. Local franchisee Amit Kapoor says it wouldn't lead to any other restaurants closing and would employ about 60 people where a regular McDonald's employs around 80.
If this prototype works, if it becomes successful, it will put Winnipeg on the roadmap, right? There's a lot of media attention which will go behind this. In fact, there'll be a lot of corporate people who would come out here, who would learn from this experience.
To go ahead, the project would need some zoning amendments. The City Centre Community Committee gave the plan the green light. It now needs clear approval from City Council.
So there you go. First of its kind in Canada. There you go. The box of food. The box of food. And we've said it on this show. This is, you're going to have the drive-throughs, and then, you know, it's going to be, I think, and maybe it's 10 years or 20 years down the road, but it's going to be like this giant vending machine. It's just going to be insert your money, out comes the food. Insert your money, out comes the food. What do you think of that?
I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the winter's bestseller pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Would be something that you might want to say. This would be the design show up with dessert. And this would be the dessert. Everyone knows what these are. Beautiful Nanaimo bars. Now, butter tarts, I think, are Canadian, too. Butter tarts are up there. Butter tarts and Nanaimo bars, I'm pretty proud, and I'm pretty confident that if I showed up with some Nanaimo bars, I have some American friends going, what are these? These are amazing, because everybody loves coconut. There's coconut in there, right? I don't know what else is in there. Coconut and chocolate and some other stuff. I've never made them before, but boy, do I sure eat them. I love Nanaimo bars. So what Canadian treat are you bringing? What Canadian treat? It could be a food, could be a dessert. Melanie says a tortiere meat pie. Okay, I'm in the prairies. I don't even know what that is. And I guess it's a French-Canadian meat pie. There, look at that. That is like a hamburger pie. Wow. I don't know. I don't like the name because I can't pronounce it, though. Tortor? Tortitori? I want a French meat pie. Oh, my God. Wow. Has anybody ever had this before? But I love the crust. That's the best part of any pie. It's like constipation nation because it's all meat, though, but that's okay. Hey, follow that up with a big jar of prunes or is... I have got to try. I'm going to make one of these. I'm on a mission. But, you know, poutine, without Quebec, we wouldn't have poutine. But that's the only reason we keep them in Canada. It's like, hey, you brought us poutine, you get to stay. And now there's another reason. Meat pies. Maybe that's why I find Quebecers, they're a little agitated. They're a little pissed off all the time. It's because they haven't pooped. Quebec people need to poop. Listen, when you're eating that much melted cheese on potatoes and meat pies, it's binding. You need fiber in your life. How do I say that in French? I just said, get some fiber into your life. Thank you for the delicious food, our Quebec brothers and sisters, but you need fiber. Judy says butter tarts. At Eplaw office, legal help is just a phone call away, a quick DM. If you're looking at buying or selling a house, if you're looking at incorporating, if you have a will or an estate that you need completed or you have one come to you and you need some help with it, by all means, reach out to the crew at Eplaw office. They would love to see you. And even if it's just for some information, do feel free to reach out through their website or their social media channels. They are ready, willing, and able to help you. Eplaw office is at 642 18th Street, Unit A, right across from the RBC. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, Westman's number one EV dealership. If you're looking for a new car and maybe considering an EV, make sure you start and we're confident you'll finish your EV shopping at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC in Brandon. Again, they'll be hosting the Brandon Regional Health Center Foundation Pancake Breakfast. The annual holiday Pancake Breakfast is coming up 1 week from tomorrow. That is in the showroom at Murray's. So if you can spare a few moments and a couple of dollars to help out a great cause, they have table set up. They got the crocus planes, culinary arts students making chocolate dipped strawberries, pancakes, sausages, everything you could ever want for a breakfast that special morning. 1 week from tomorrow, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Of course, everybody is excited about Tim's Biscoff right now. The Biscoff Ice Cap, the Biscoff Latte, the Biscoff Boston Cream, and the Biscoff Croissant. It is a limited time product. Nicole has asked, is this just for Christmas or will this be a year round thing? And no, it is just, it's a limited time product. So if you're a fan of Biscoff and you'd like to try out a Biscoff ice cap, croissant, Boston cream or latte, you better act quickly. And also while you're there, check out that beautiful candy cane hot chocolate they've got going on. Super popular. You've always got time for Tim's. Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba with 10 area locations to serve you in Brandon, Dauphin, Verdun, Moosomin, and Neepawa. But here are the 9 key differences between our two holidays. The date is obvious. The origin story apparently is different. In Canada, it's tied to harvest. In the U.S., it's linked to the pilgrims and something called Wampanoag. Difference 3, the weather and the vibes. In Canada, our Thanksgiving feels more like fall. American Thanksgiving is the winter start. It is the winter start, and there's often snow, and there's Christmas stuff up. That's pretty obvious. Number 4, the long weekend structure. I call it the week that was, the week that wasn't, because they got 4 days. Ours is a holiday Monday, kind of like a regular long weekend. It is Columbus Day in the States, but they get 4 days. Sometimes they'll get the Thursday off, which is today, the Thanksgiving, and then they'll have to go back into work for Black Friday and Saturday, and they get Sunday off. But for those lucky enough to get the 4-day weekend, some get even a 5-day weekend. Some don't go to work all week. Number 5, food differences. In Canada, more butter tarts, Nanaimo bars, and pierogies, while in the U.S., it's more sweet potato casserole with marshmallows, cornbread, collard greens, and pecan pie. Difference number 6 is size and spectacle. In the United States, Thanksgiving is a big, big holiday. Thus, the parades, the football marathons, the travel chaos, and all the shopping. In Canada, it is stereotypically low-key. Put a turkey on, maybe some CFL football. please and thank you. We say sorry 1,000 times, and that is the holiday. That is it. Travel madness at number 8. In Canada, there's not a whole lot of travel associated with Thanksgiving because, again, it is a lower key holiday. Some people will skip it. Some people will Skype and Zoom, whereas in the United States, it is one of the busiest travel periods of the entire year and rivals Christmas for busy airports, bus depots, train stations, and so on. And finally, number 9, timing with Christmas. In Canada, we have a long gap. We have an opportunity to recover. We have a food recovery period in Canada because we have our Thanksgiving. We're like, oh, in October, we're stuffed. This is great. In the U.S., there's no time. There's no time to recover. It is basically they'll stuff themselves today and just think about it. Less than a month, you'll be stuffing yourself again. You'll just get out of the coma, of the food coma, and it'll be time for another round of food coma. We pace ourselves. We like to pace ourselves a little bit. But in Canada, you can be on your phone watching some quality programming. We were just showing you the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on NBC, which got underway at 7:30 this morning. If you're into puppies, the National Dog Show is on at 2 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Central Time this afternoon. But the big deal is football. 3 big football games today, starting at noon, Green Bay and Detroit. That's a tradition. And this afternoon, it's Kansas City and Dallas. Tonight, the Bengals and Baltimore will play. So 3 big football games, which is absolutely awesome. This way, you do not have to talk to any of your relatives at all. You can just like sit there in the living room and stare at the screen and watch football. We need more football for Canadian Thanksgiving, I'm thinking. There's never enough football on. I think we have like 1 game. A new AT&T survey found that members of Gen Z are the biggest Black Friday shoppers. Older generations have largely abandoned Black Friday, but the younger people, they kind of like it. Is it just me, or are we seeing a bit of a boomerang right now? I am seeing younger people embrace traditional values. They are spending less time on their phones. They want brick and mortar shopping. They don't particularly care for the online shopping. They want the touchy-feely. I love how society works in cycles, kind of like fashion. That fashion that you had in the 60s and 70s, oh, it's hot stuff now. The survey done by AT&T also found that more people get gift ideas from shopping in person than on social media. Again, it's crazy. I think it's Gen Xers like me, older folks that are shopping online. And we're the ones preaching, saying shop local, try and keep it local. Yet leading the way is young people. They don't like their, and I think maybe part of it too could be fatigue. They're spending a lot of their time online as it is with the TikTok and Snapchats and all that stuff. And it's like, last thing I want to do is spend even more time online when it comes to shopping. Want to stay with what's tried, tested, and true. And that often means brick and mortar. Isn't that a great story? I think that's a great story. I have faith in the young people using their phones less. They're getting back into the stores. They're embracing traditional roles. I think we reached the bottom. I think we've the chaos of post-COVID. We're going to look back at these 5 years and go, what the hell were we doing? This is crazy sauce. This is some crazy stuff we were just through. Have fun Black Friday shopping, Gen Z. At your local co-ops, have a beautiful holiday display at your co-ops that have things like pot of gold chocolates, candy canes, Christmas oranges, all things that make amazing stocking stuffers and great gifts for teachers, coaches, things like that. And you can pick that up at your local co-ops of Westmount. Huge selection of modestly priced food-related gift items at your local co-ops of Westmount. And of course, they are just food. They've got gas bars, hardware centers, and more at Heritage, Pembina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op, too. Elkhorn Resort, Clarsau Nordic Spa, Thursday tonight. It's a chance for you to check out the Clarsau Spa in an adult way. It's an 18-plus event, so please bring ID. Phones are allowed. They've got canned alcoholic beverages are allowed on the patio at Clarsau, and they play music and stuff like that. Not something that normally happens at the Clarsau Spa. It's a quiet spot with its phone-free whispering. Not tonight, because it's Thursday. And don't forget, if you buy $250 in gift cards from the Elkhorn, you get a Clarsau Pass at no charge as a gift to you as a Black Friday special. Visit elkhornresort.mb.ca. And then you've got your Christmas baking, all the dipped sugar cookies, all the beautiful tarts and cakes and shortbread and gingerbread and any kind of Christmas cookie you can imagine. Kuiper's Family Bakery. The Christmas baking is out. The trays, the buns, they've got it all for you. And of course, it goes without saying, when the big meal arrives, make sure you get some buns and bread from Kuiper's Family Bakery, because they have the best bread in all of Brandon, the best bread products. And you know what? It's one of the biggest days of the year at the dinner table, so you simply want the best. 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner, beside Tasty's. Taste the tradition baked into every bite. Thanks for sharing part of your morning with us on this Thirsty Thursday. We'll be back again for Black Friday at 7 a.m. In the meantime, have an awesome day, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun, places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.